We have a staff of meteorologists that are dedicated to us. They are much more specialized in certain types of forecasting that something like a utility might need. When we do see a storm system that looks like it might be forming and may be an issue, we typically have noticed days in advance that they're monitoring it before it gets to our area.
What sort of weather events do they look out for?
We look for things that would impact our infrastructure, anything with significant winds, very wet weather, heavy storms, rain, as well as very unusual things, hurricanes that we had come through, or even last summer when we had the derecho at the end of June and early part of July.
When the forecasters see that something might be headed towards the area, how does Duke prepare in response to that?
We typically start holding conference calls well in advance of a storm to make sure anything in a significant outage situation, we would have all the critical items you would need to make a massive restoration effort.
What can people do before a storm or outage happens to be prepared?
One item, and it's probably something that people think about but maybe haven't actually taken the extra time to put together, is an emergency outage kit. If you lose power, you're going to want to make sure that you have a few things on hand: bottled water, obviously a flashlight with some extra batteries, a manual can opener, first aid stuff, things that people don't always have at the ready.
Do you have any summer storm safety tips you'd like to share?
If there is a storm and if something like a tree or a tree limb were to bring down a line in your yard or across your driveway, we stress to always consider it energized. Don't try and move it. Call 911, call Duke Energy. Let us, the experts, get out there and remove it safely.
And is there anything that people can do during a storm, after a storm, or during an outage that can help Duke with the restoration process?
We definitely want to advise your listeners to contact Duke Energy if their power goes out at 800-543-5599. One thing that we always like to ask, if you have the opportunity and you're encountering Duke Energy crews out in the field, give them a little bit of extra room. It's very treacherous weather for them to be operating in. We want our workers to be able to go home and be safe and get back to their families at the end of the day.
For WNKU News, I'm Sarah Dreibelbiss.